countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
Well, it stayed fine across the country this week, and that made it really super weather for the harvest. I visited the farm of Morgan and Ging in the Ballykeef area in County Kilkenny. They have a beef and tillage enterprise with their own Ballykeef distillery based on the farm. When I arrived, combine harvester pilot Sam Culbeck was guiding the machine through a 6-acre field of winter barley. A first for me, and for me, I have to admit, I got into the cab to see how the work was progressing.
Yeah, well, at the moment we're here harvesting winter barley for distilling. Craft is the variety, and we're cutting here at about 14-15% moisture, and it's seems to be yielding fairly well. I have no yield details at the moment. It's only not long started, so I don't know the full details yet. I'd be thinking it's doing about the 4 tons per acre mark. This just guessing off the top of my head now. It's kind of from what's going into the tanker there. But it seems to be yielding well.
So a field like this would take you how long to harvest?
There's 6 acres in this field now, about an hour and a half.
And are the conditions perfect for it, like this week that we're having, the weather we're having?
Ideal, yeah, it's ideal. And the grain is after coming in, it's after ripening very fast in the last few days there. We're kind of, it's after coming in there, it surprised us how fast it's after ripening in.
Because when you walk it, it's really, really dry. It's crispy.
Yeah, it's crackling there. Yeah, the whole thing is crackling, and you just kind of, you couldn't get conditions better than it. It's probably just have to be aware. I suppose one thing, you have to be in real dry weather like this, you kind of have to be aware of the dangers of fire and stuff like in fields. You kind of, there's different things to be looking out for.
You enjoy it, I can see it. You're smiling from ear to ear here.
It's all part of the job, yeah. If you don't enjoy it, you'd be better not doing it. You have to enjoy it to be out these long hours.
When the combine harvester cuts the field of barley, it separates the straw from the barley grain, and each part, by a different journey, ends up in the same place, the Ging family farm, to make whisky and feed the Hereford beef cattle.
This is the most important part of our year, because at Ballykeef we only distill our own grain. So that's part of our story. What's in a Ballykeef bottle is grown and harvested on our farm. For us, so today is a very important day. The weather is, we're blessed with the weather at the moment. Our protein is low, and also the moisture is low in our barley, our grain. So that for us, this is a worry that we'll get a good crop and a good harvest, because what we're harvesting today will be whiskey in 4 years' time. So whiskey business is a long-term game. You have to be very patient in it. So the work you're doing today is really, you'll be cashing it in 3 to 4 years' time.
That's a long process.
It is a long process, but it's a very enjoyable process. The smells now, when we walk into the distillery, it will hit you straight away of the maturation process there. You can get the beautiful flavours from the whiskey. And for me personally, I can see the whiskey maturing in each cask, because we keep an eye on it, we test it, we taste it to see it maturing, and you can see the life coming into the spirit from the cask. So, it's a phenomenal journey to go with the whiskey, from planting it in the field ourselves to harvesting it, as you see happening here now, to fermenting it, brewing it, distilling it, bottling it, and then see it on a shelf somewhere in a restaurant or a pub or wherever, and someone having a drink of your product that you made with your own hands, and to see them enjoying it. That's what this is about. I'm going to get you to fill a cask, Marty.
Okay. And that's whiskey now?
It's new make spirit. You cannot call it whiskey until it's 3 years and 1 day in an oak cask. We purchased a farm at auction in 2002, and we commissioned our first spirit in 2017. So it wasn't the dream at the time to build a distillery, but we were tillage and beef and we were struggling at it. You know, the margins were very tight. It was always up and down. And one year after a bad year, we decided, when I was in with my accountant, I said to Anne, look, we're going to have to do something different here. This is not working. And we worked too hard to have our own farm. So we sat down, we looked at dairying. It was the buzzword at the time, but you really have to love to be a dairy farmer, and it wasn't for us. We weren't brought up on dairy farms, and we didn't really want to change our farming enterprise. Years ago, I tried to get the license to be have a distillery, and then I said, look, we'll try it. And we were blessed. We were able to raise the funding, and we are where we are today with spirits on the market. Myself and Anne are 25 years married this year, and it please God, in a few years' time, when we get everything sorted out and we have it all running as smooth as we can, we'll get time to sit back and actually enjoy what we've achieved. But it is a dream come true to have something like this, that it's a legacy to pass on to the next generation, and for us that's very important.
You're a great woman to have stuck with him for a quarter of a century, Anne.
Patience of Job. Oh, yeah. We're very fortunate in that what we've tried to do has worked out with a lot of hard work and sweat and tears, but it's been so far, it's been great.
Now this is just full, Marty, so we'll close off the pipe and you can put in what's called the bung into it.
Right. Which is like a cork.
A cork.
And it's not going to be open for 3 years.
For 3 years, Marty. Oh.
I'll be back in 3 years.
Sign her, Marty.
Oh, I have to sign it. Okay.
To Morgan and Anne.
To Morgan and Anne. So where are we now, Morgan?
We're here at our beef finishing unit.
Let me go around the corner here to have a look more at these Hereford cattle, because they look absolutely gorgeous. And but it is the methodology that you use as well to feed them that's very important, is it not?
It is indeed. It adds a unique flavour to the meat. We use Hereford because of the marbling content of fat in the beef. The distiller's grain and the pot ale adds a beautiful flavour to that fat. So when it's cooked on the pan, say your strip line, your ribeye, your fillet, when that's cooked on the pan, the actual fat then melts into the meat, and it's so flavoursome, and just you nearly cut it with a butter knife, really. It's beautiful and soft.
And right now, all these Hereford cattle are looking at me and indeed you as well, and they look like they want to be fed again. Some of them are kind of dozing off.
They start off their life with us in the fields eating grass, and then they come in for this finish here in the shed, where we have control over what they eat, and that gives us this unique flavour. We feed them distiller's grain and the pot ale, and we mix it with grass silage.
And that is hugely positive and beneficial.
Yes, we've zero waste, so there's nothing leaving the farm. From the grain being grown on the land, being distilled in the distillery into whiskey, and then those byproducts come out here to feed the animals. So we try to reduce everything we can to be as low carbon footprint as possible. When myself and Anne set up this business, we wanted to diversify the farm. But one thing we wanted, and it was very important to us, that we weren't in a huge carbon footprint. It's a farm that converts all its products into saleable, reusable items, such as whiskey and beef.
And that was Morgan Ging ending my report from the farm. And there is more information about their enterprise on ballykeef.ie. And by the way, I love my little trip on the combine harvester as well.